Proclamation number 6413 of 28th of November, 1955. Love, illumination and distance. You have been far away from me for a long time and lack all recollection of the state when you were once blissfully close to me. You do not recognize yourselves. You do not know your original nature. You are limited in your knowledge, in your feeling and in your nature. You are no longer what once came forth from me in all perfection. You are only imperfectly formed beings who can no longer call themselves my images. And yet, all my love still belongs to you, because you nevertheless are and will remain my share for eternity. My strength of love is your original substance, which was only determined to be completely inactive by your free will and therefore also rests until your free will lets it work again. For this reason I do not give up on you but constantly illuminate you so that you awaken to new life. Yet in your present state you could be called dead. My illumination, however, is intended to ignite the glowing spark of love within you. Or also, for once you should feel and recognize that a Divine Father continues to look after, sustain and provide for you, for once you should become aware of all His bestowals of grace, at first only of the loving earthly guidance and fatherly care for your physical existence and then also of the spiritual guidance. And then you should be inwardly stimulated to show love to your Creator and Father of Eternity. Then you will ignite the divine spark within you, and then my illumination of love will not have been unsuccessful. Then you will awaken to life. And now it is also possible that you will reach the original state again, that you will let yourselves be permeated by my strength of love more and more, that it will drive you into loving activity and that you will gradually enter my eternal order again, which you once wanted to overturn and thereby distanced yourselves from me. But the great distance from me is reshaped you, for only that is perfect and remains perfect which is close to me and thus can constantly be permeated by my strength of love. But your voluntary distance prevented the effect of my strength of love. Not that this strength of love was weakened, but it itself behaves quietly in the face of a certain resistance, because it is law from eternity that love excludes all coercion. Yet the slightest will to give up resistance also makes the illumination of love effective again, and its strength is so strong that it can also bring about a total transformation of the previously deformed. Always provided that the being's free will allows this. And therefore all my concern is only ever directed towards the transformation of the will turned away from me. And I only ever try to persuade the beings to give up their resistance, I only ever prove myself as love by also giving people who are still distant from me every opportunity to recognize a loving God and Creator. If they are able to believe in a God at all. And I also try to convey this faith to them through my address, through evidence of their own powerlessness, through constant encouragement to think about creation, about their destiny and about the elemental power which no human being will be able to deny. And my infinite love for everything still distant from me constantly endeavors to reduce this distance. Yet I respect the free will which every being that came forth from me called its own and which was given to the human being, to the soul in the lost stage of its development, was given again. This free will determines how long the being still remains in opposition to me. for bliss and perfection can only be gained by the being's voluntary return to me, which will certainly take place one day. Amen.